Well, if you've been enjoying feeding birds and squirrels at your feeder, but you're kind of hoping that you could feed a few more birds and a few less squirrels, Larry Weber has your How to Keep the Squirrels Away from the Feeder solution, and it is indeed a humane one. Larry, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. You know, that is one thing I have failed at, is keeping squirrels away. For many years, my attitude was pretty much just put out more food and satisfy everybody. But what happened is Mother Nature stepped in with a solution, so it's not me, it's Mother Nature. During the last about 20 so years, we have had a change in Carlton County with wildlife, and there's been several things that show up now that we didn't see back then. But one of the most obvious is the wild turkeys. And wild turkeys, I first reported on a Christmas bird count, I believe it was in the year 03, and since then, they have just populated much of the county. It wasn't until last year, however, that they showed up at the bird feeders in winter. And last year, we entertained a flock of about five. They would come and go and didn't seem to have much of an impact on anything else. This year, word got out because we now have 13 wild turkeys that come by pretty much every day. And as I was saying earlier, one thing I have noticed, a little spin-off of their presence, is they keep back the gray squirrels. And the gray squirrels are bigger than most of the birds that come to the feeder, but when it comes to a nice, big, huge wild turkey, they are much smaller.
I can just imagine the first squirrel who looked down and saw one of those big old turkeys giving him the eye and just went, never mind.
Yeah, exactly. And the turkeys don't seem to step right in on where the squirrels are and take over the food and so forth. So, yeah, we'll see how long that lasts. Also, see how long I can afford to feed turkeys. They have a bigger appetite than do the blue jays and the chickadees. So we'll see. We are now in the second half of November, so welcome to the second half of November. November is a changing month, and usually in the second half we experience things like a freeze-up. We experience snow that falls and stays on the ground. The ground freezes and so forth. Well, last year, freeze-up was early. It was already about the 10th, and the snow that came in late October never really left. This year, we didn't get the snow in late October, but we did get the freeze-up again early in the month, earlier than normal. And I estimate the freeze-up happened around here pretty much from the 8th to the 12th of November. It was really interesting to note that on the 7th, I took a little survey and I noticed no ice on any of the ponds, swamps, lakes, zero. Next day, all the ponds and the swamps had ice, and there was ice around the edge of the lake. Oh, well, by the 12th, the lakes were even frozen. So, yes, quite a change. Now, whether that's going to last or not, I don't know. Yesterday, when I was out walking, I noticed that temperatures in the 30s, there was quite a bit of snow melt. Now, the temperatures didn't stay in the 30s, and according to the forecast, it's going to get colder again, so we'll see if this is going to last. Really hard to tell. I think if we're going to have the snow last, we're going to have to get some more, and there isn't much snow in the forecast. The average temperature so far for the month of November is considerably colder than normal, about 2 to 2.5 degrees colder than normal. Last year, we had a similar thing. We had a colder first half of November than we did second half. The warmest day for the whole month of November last year happened during the last week, and so things can still turn around. We'll see what Mother Nature's going to offer during November. All kinds of things can happen, but we will see. Other things of note, I'm sure if you had a chance to get out, you saw the beautiful, absolutely beautiful, waxing quarter moon that we have. We're moving towards a full moon on the 23rd on Thanksgiving weekend. And it's just spectacular right now. If you rise early, and I know, Lisa, you're one who does, you may see Venus in the early morning skies now. It's very bright. Well, there's also been the discovery of a comet. Now, the comet that's there, with Venus being bright as it is, you're not going to be able to see it with unaided eye. If, however, you know where to look and have some optics, you may be able to see it. It's an interesting discovery. There is another comet that's forecasted to show up in December, so this is a different one than that. And, of course, during this time of November, we often get meteor showers, so another thing of note to take a look at. When you get a change like we got this past week, you know, when I spoke to you last week, there was a little bit of a snow cover, but not very much. And then Sunday, we got considerably more snow, a couple inches of snow laying on the ground in different places. And, of course, that means some of the stuff that I was doing during Otwin, I like to walk around and look at a lot of things that normally are not seen because of the cover of the snow. And then we got a cover of snow, and a lot of those things could not be seen, but there's always something new, and that is the animal tracks. Animal tracks in the early part of the season is one of the best times to see animal tracks. The reason for that is it's still not that cold. A lot of critters are active that will later become inactive. And they just are out moving around. Often the snow, like it was yesterday, is wet. And when the snow is wet, you see a nice, clear footprint. So in doing my wandering in the last couple days, I came up with a list of almost 20 different kinds of critters, the animal tracks. One that I did not see was the bear. Now, a year ago, I did about this time see bear tracks. But some people say the bears are asleep by now, but there's always probably some that are still wandering around.
Larry, I've got a question for you about bears. Somebody posted on the Duluth Phenology page. It was kind of a plaintive post. I really appreciated it. It said, "Are the bears asleep yet? I want to put out my good bird feeders."
Yeah, you know, I do the same thing. I don't put suet out until usually about this time in November for that same reason. That is an interesting thing. I believe that some are asleep and some are not asleep. I had a neighbor tell me that he thought all of them were asleep by this time. So I don't think so. I think they're still out. It hasn't been that terribly cold, and that they would try to find something. Now, whether they come by the bird feeders or not, I don't know. But like I said, I always postpone putting out my suet for that reason. Well, I'll tell you what, you want to find out, start putting things out. And if you come out the next day and the bird feeder is destroyed and there's these big tracks all over the place, well, it answered your question.
But just don't put out the good bird feeders. You put out the inexpensive bird feeders to run that test.
Bears deserve it. Other things of note, we talk about bird feeder. I've settled down to the usuals. I have now blue jays, chickadees, white breast nuthatch, red breast nuthatch, three kinds of woodpeckers, that's downy, hairy, and red belly. They come by every day. Now, I was, as recently as earlier this week, I was entertaining the tree sparrows, a couple of tree sparrows that came by. Before that, I had juncals and white throat sparrows and goldfinch, purple finch. But for the time being, they have not shown up. And I'm still, you talk about are the bears asleep? I have a question to ask everybody. Are the redpolls showing up? I have had one person tell me they saw redpolls to the north of here, but right in the immediate area, I have not seen at all, and I would sure like to. Other things of note, this is a good time. If you know where a beaver pond is near your place, this is a good time to go out and visit beaver ponds. If you want to see beavers in the daytime, this is a great time because they are getting their cache ready for winter, and often they do that at night, but when it gets this close to the season, they will go out, break through the hole in the ice, go on the ice, and go up on the shore and bring back some more food, and you can see that in the daytime. Always a good walk I like to take in November is visit beaver ponds. So it's going to be a Thanksgiving coming up, Lisa, and I was out walking this morning, and I was trying to figure out, what am I really thankful for? And you know what the answer is? It's a KUMD.
Aw, bless your little heart. Larry, I'm thankful for you.
Okay, well, thank you, and have a terrific weekend. It sounds like you have a lot going on.
Oh, heavens, I do indeed. Thanks so much, Larry. Larry Weber this morning is our host for Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays, right here on 103.3 KUMD.